Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ will be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. This statement of Scripture answers a most vital question for each individual. That question is obedience to the gospel necessary? One of the more popular views of our society is that God is just going to save us. There is nothing that we must do in order to be saved. One of the first converts to the gospel in Philippi asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Acts 16:30. This question clearly shows that an action is necessary on the part of every person if we would be saved. Saul of Tarsus questioned the Lord Jesus Christ in their encounter on the road to Damascus. "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Acts 9:6. The Lord answered Saul, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Acts 9:6. There is an activity of faith that each one must do so that we can be saved. Some believe that they will be saved by simply being a good person, but goodness must be seen in the eyes of God rather than our eyes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. Proverbs 21:2. In the Scripture, Cornelius is described as a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always, Acts 10:1-2. And yet Peter had to go and tell Cornelius words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved, Acts 11:14. We are not saved by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. There is a statement found two times in the book of Romans, obedience to the faith and for the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5 and 16:26. Every person must respond in obedience to the faith or commandment that God has given for the salvation of the human soul. Obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ is absolutely necessary, or else Jesus Christ will take vengeance upon those who do not obey. As the apostles preached the gospel in Jerusalem following the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith, Acts 6:7. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.